miles away. They were seeing the first photons, the most ancient light in the universe, though time and distance had converted them to microwaves, just as Gamow had predicted. In his book, The Inflationary Universe, Alan Guth provides an analogy that helps to put this finding in perspective. If you think of peering into the depths of the universe as like looking down from the 100th floor of the Empire State Building, with the 100th floor representing now, and street level representing the moment of the Big Bang, at the time of Wilson and Penzias' discovery, the most distant galaxies anyone had ever detected were on about the 60th floor, and the most distant things, quasars, were on about the 20th. Penzias and Wilson's finding pushed our acquaintance with the visible universe to within half an inch of the sidewalk. Still unaware of what caused the noise, Wilson and Penzias phoned Dick at Princeton and described their problem to him in the hope that he might find a solution. Dick realized at once what the two young men had found. "Well, boys, we've just been scooped," he told his colleagues as he hung up the phone. Soon afterward, the Astrophysical Journal published two articles, one by Penzias and Wilson describing their experience with the hiss, the other by Dick's team explaining its nature. Although Penzias and Wilson had not been looking for cosmic background radiation, didn't know what it was when they had found it, and hadn't described or interpreted its character in any paper, they received the 1978 Nobel Prize in Physics. The Princeton researchers got only sympathy. According to Dennis Overby in Lonely Hearts of the Cosmos, neither Penzias nor Wilson altogether understood the significance of what they had found until they read about it in the New York Times. Incidentally, disturbance from cosmic background radiation is something we have all experienced. Tune your television to any channel it doesn't receive, and about 1% of the dancing static you see is accounted for by this ancient remnant of the Big Bang. The next time you complain that there is nothing on, remember that you can always watch The Birth of the Universe. Although everyone calls it the Big Bang, many books caution us not to think of it as an explosion in the conventional sense. It was, rather, a vast sudden expansion on a whopping scale. So what caused it? One notion is that perhaps the singularity was the relic of an earlier, collapsed universe, that we're just one of an eternal cycle of expanding and collapsing universes, like the bladder on an oxygen machine. Others attribute the Big Bang to what they call a false vacuum, or a scalar field, or vacuum energy. Some quality or thing, at any rate, that introduced a measure of instability into the nothingness that was. It seems impossible that you could get something from nothing, but the fact that once there was nothing and now there is a universe is evident proof that you can. It may be that our universe is merely part of many larger universes, some in different dimensions, and that big bangs are going on all the time, all over the place. Or it may be that space and time had some other forms altogether before the Big Bang, forms too alien for us to imagine, and that the Big Bang represents some sort of transition phase, where the universe went from a form we can't understand to one we almost can. These are very close to religious questions, Dr. André Lind, a cosmologist at Stanford, told the New York Times in 2001. The Big Bang theory isn't about the bang itself, but about what happened after the bang. Not long after, mind you. By doing a lot of math and watching carefully what goes on in particle accelerators, scientists believe they can look back to 10 to the power of minus 43 seconds after the moment of creation, when the universe was still so small that you would have needed a microscope to find it. We mustn't swoon over every extraordinary number that comes before us, but it is perhaps worth latching on to one from time to time just to be reminded of their ungraspable and amazing breadth. Thus, 10 to the power of minus 43 is 0.000420 or 1 10 million trillion trillion trillionths of a second. A word on scientific notation. Since very large numbers are cumbersome to write and nearly impossible to read, scientists use a shorthand involving powers or multiples of 10, in which, for instance, 10 billion is written 10 to the power of 10, and 6,500,000 becomes 6.5 times 10 to the power of 6. The principle is based very simply on multiples of 10. 10 times 10, or 100, becomes 10 to the power of 2. 10 times 10 times 10, or 1,000, is 10 to the power of 3. And so on, obviously and indefinitely. Negative notations provide essentially a mirror image, with the superscript number indicating the number of spaces to the right of the decimal point. So 10 to the power of minus 4 means 0.0001. Though I salute the principle, it remains an amazement to me that anyone seeing 1.4 times 10 to the power of 9 kilometers to the power of 3 would see at once that that signifies 1.4 billion cubic kilometers. And no less a wonder that they would choose the former over the latter in print, especially in a book designed for the general reader where the example was found. On the assumption that many general readers are as unmathematical as I am, I will use them sparingly, though they are occasionally unavoidable, not least in a chapter dealing with things on a cosmic scale. Most of what we know, or believe we know, about the early moments of the universe is thanks to an idea called inflation theory, first propounded in 1979 by a junior particle physicist, then at Stanford, now at MIT, named Alan Guth. He was 32 years old and, by his own admission, had never done anything much before. He would probably never have had his great theory, except that he happened to attend a lecture on the Big Bang given by none other than Robert Dicke. The lecture inspired Guth to take an interest in cosmology, and in particular in the birth of the universe. The eventual result was the inflation theory, which holds that a fraction of a moment after the dawn of creation, the universe underwent a sudden, dramatic expansion. It inflated, in effect, ran away with itself, doubling in size every 10 to the power of minus 34 seconds. The whole episode may have lasted no more than 10 to the power of minus 30 seconds. That's 1 million, 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 millionths of a second. But it changed the universe